KJAN Sports.
Now let's send it over to Chris Park and Jim Field, who are joining us from Avoca. Guys, what do you got for us?
Well, thank you, Quinn. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to AHST High School here in Avoca tonight as we get ready for the start of the high school basketball season for the 2011-12 season. We've got girls action for you here tonight as AHST plays host to Exira EHK. How many towns can we get involved in this matchup here tonight? Plenty, it sounds like, here this evening as we get ready for a high school basketball matchup between a couple of teams who are probably going to be competitive this year, but kind of in different ways. Exira EHK has had a lot of success here over the last few years, both as a joint program last year with a 21-4 record overall, and for AHST, they're coming on. They're 6-15 last season. It's not a kind of a mark that's going to burn things up, but Coach Frank Nelson back in the saddle again as the head coach after a few years away, and it's hard to build a program until you build it from the ground up, and he's done a pretty good job of it, and he's got a lot of confident girls out there who just forget about any mistakes they make and go right back out and try to put points on the board, and that's what they're going to have to do here at AHST to get off to a real good start this year, and looking forward to a lot of good athleticism out there from these athletes.
Yeah, and like you said, Coach Nelson's trying to build things back up here. He's been back at the helm here for the past couple of years and trying to get the program turned around, and that always takes a little bit of time. And, this year he does have some girls out there that have been with him and learned from him, and they've got some senior leadership out there on the floor, so that might make a difference here, especially in that win-loss column as the season progresses here this year for the Lady Vikes.
Yeah, I look forward to what we hope will be a fun start to the basketball season for us here tonight. Just a single-game girls contest. We're just about 5 or 6 minutes away from tip-off here. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll get your starting lineups, and we'll refresh your memory with some of these kids coming back from last year on these ball clubs. We'll do that in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Darrell's Place in Hamlin, home of Southwest Iowa's best tenderloins, also offering full menu dining, noon specials, best friendly service, and great tasting food. That's Darrell's Place in Hamlin. iAssociates, providing eye care for the whole family, offering the services of Dr. Jeff Gergen and Dr. Robert Weiland in two convenient locations, upper level of Cass County Memorial Hospital Clinic, addition in Atlantic, and 415 Tracy Street in Audubon. Call or stop by today. Fisher Photography, 302 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic. See Sue Fisher, certified master photographer today, for all your photo needs. That's Fisher Photography in downtown Atlantic.
Welcome back here to AHST High School here tonight as we get set for girls high school basketball here this evening as we open up a new high school basketball season. We'll get right into your starting lineups here for these two teams and start off with the visiting squad, the Exira EHK Spartans, head coach Tom Peterson, and helped out by Tony Peterson as well. And they, of course, have had a lot of success here the past few years, and a little bit of new look out there once again this season. And they do have some leaders out there that have been on that team for a little while as well. And here's how their starting lineup looks. Number 13, Rachel Smith, is a freshman. Also, number 23, Chansey Nelson, is a junior. Number 25, Maddie Peppers, is a senior. He'll be one of those leaders on the floor. Number 31, Taylor Peterson, a senior. And number 33, Cassidy Beeson, a senior as well out there for the Exira EHK Spartans and Coach Tom Peterson.
Well, Chris, we take a look at that. There are some returners from last year's ball club for Exira EHK. Maddie Peppers, the 5'7 senior. She's their leading scorer from last year, averaging 14.9 a game. She shot 44% from the floor and 55% from the free throw line. She's not a big threat from outside the arc, but she didn't throw up a lot last year either from outside the arc either. So not going to do a lot of that. But Chansey Nelson, a 5'7 junior, averaging 3.2 last year. She's going to be asked to take on a little bit more of a scoring role this year. Taylor Peterson, they're expecting a lot out of this year, 5'10 and a senior. She averaged 3.6 points per game last year, but they're going to need her presence, and she's going to have to play a little stronger down low in the post for Exira EHK. Cassidy Beeson, Morgan Hegrick were players who got some time last year as well. Rachel Smith's going to step in. Not a lot of playing time last year for Rachel Smith, but she's going to be asked to do a lot of things out there, too, as just a freshman. stepping in there. Obviously, she didn't spend any time on the floor last year, but just a freshman jumping in there at 5'8" tall. So 21-4 record last year, and they always have high expectations with Exira EHK.
Yeah, it is. I always have had some good seasons and some success, and they expect a lot here as they start the new season. For the AHSC Lady Vikes at home, head coach Frank Nelson, as we talked about, their starting lineup looks like this. Number 10, Caitlin Schroeder, the 5'4 senior. Number 14, Cassie Crummel, a 5'5 senior. Number 22, Caitlin Kay, a 5'4 senior. Number 24, Courtney Cardell, a 5'5 senior. And number 34, Casey Peters, the 5'8 junior. Starting lineup there for the Lady Vikes.
Well, and a lot of their key players coming back from last year. As we said, they didn't have a lot of success last year on the win-loss column with a 6-15 record, but some pretty exciting players with Courtney Cardell. Seems like she's been there forever, and she's coming back again this year now as her senior season, averaging 10.4 last year. Just 32.5% FIFA field goal shooting last year, but as I say, Frank Nelson's team, they preach, keep throwing up shots. If you miss, throw up another one. Keep going until they go in. They're very aggressive. They keep attacking. She also shot 61% from the line. Cassie Crummel coming back again this year, averaging 6.7 last year. Caitlin Schroeder over 5.5, and Casey Peters averaging almost 5 points a game. So their top four scorers from last season all return this year for AHST, which gives them some measure of belief that they can, if they get off to a good start this year, that things could go better for them this time around with that bit of leadership they have coming back.
So that's a look at your starting lineups here for these two ball clubs. They're going to be introduced now here to the crowd. We'll go ahead and take a quick break, come back at you to tip off. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Home Realty, for all of your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, and farm acreage markets. Call 243-1300 and talk to one of the friendly, helpful sales associates at Atlantic Home Realty, or stop by their office at 610 Laurel in Atlantic. Outfitters Plus Outlet Store, specializing in promoting your group's logo, emblem, school, or business name with direct embroidery of silk screen on garments. Small to large orders accepted. That's Outfitters Plus Outlet Store in Atlantic. La Herradura, west of McDonald's, has authentic Mexican food. Try a lime, strawberry, peach, or raspberry margarita. La Herradura in Atlantic is open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 10:30 p.m.
By a multi-talented basketball player here this evening, as Sierra Heine taking care of the national anthem here as we get started here tonight between the Exira EHK Spartans and the AHST Lady Vikes here in girls high school basketball. About ready to get things tipped off here tonight. Thanks for joining us here on the radio at AM 1220, and those of you listening in on the web as well at kjn.com, and of course, that'll be available for you here throughout the season as well. As we cover high school basketball, you'll be able to listen to the game not only on the air but also on the web.
I want to listen to the national anthem again.
That was pretty good. Ready to get things tipped off, and it'll be Maddie Peppers in the center circle here for the Spartans, and she'll be tipping it up against Courtney Cardell. So the two stars for these two ball clubs will get things tapped off here as we begin basketball. And the tip is won by the Spartans as they tap it back. It is controlled by Beeson. They get it down low. Down to Peppers on the right side with a quick pass. She gets the bucket and a foul. She'll go to the line here to try to attempt a three-point play. And the foul here is whistled early against Courtney Cardell. So she picks up her first right off the bat. And Maddie Peppers with the bucket. And now a chance to make it a three-point early lead here for the Spartans. And that shot is on the way and good. So she knocks it home. Inbound pass comes in here quickly, and the pressure put on by the Spartans. The Vikes are able to get it across the timeline. Over on that far side, it's Kai with it, gets it over left side now. The pass over to Schroeder. Schroeder, back up top, it goes to Crummel. Crummel has it, tries to lob it down low. She does get it down low to Casey Peters. She lost the handle on the basketball and goes out of bounds here to the Spartans.
Yeah, they worked hard to get that ball down low to Peters, but a hand in there knocking that basketball away. They need to work hard to really control that ball. They need a little more strength inside when they get that ball down low. You can't pass up those opportunities.
Spartans bring it across and send it over left side here to Nelson. They try to lob it down low, and it's on the end line. A player was stepping on the end line there, and Beeson tried to contain that one, and it's going to be turned over here to the Lady Vikes. So a quick turnover there. Now the Lady Vikes will send it in against the pressure. Get into Cardell. She quickly double-teamed, tries to get out of it, and they're going to call an offensive foul against Cardell, trying to elbow her way out of that double-team.
Yeah, I think, Chris, she'd have been all right if she'd have just leaned through that double-team there, but instead she tried to spread those elbows out, give herself a kind of wedge her way out of there, and that created the foul call. That's a tough one, her second.
But two early fouls against Cardell, and that's the only foul so far in the ballgame. Inbound pass to Nelson. They lob it back out high now. The Spartans get it to Rachel Smith. Smith stops at the free throw line, kicks it back out to Nelson. Now Nelson will dribble and hang on to it. Now gets it out at the top of the key and over to Peppers. It's batted around and they get it back out top. Now inside the lane once again to Peppers. She's in traffic, has to kick it back out. Nelson will try the three ball. No good. That's well off the mark and it goes out of bounds here to the Lady Vikes.
That's one thing that EHK is going to have to look for here early on in the season. They've always had a wealth of outside shooters, people who could step up and kind of open up that inside. They need to find that here early.
Tough, tight pressure on the inbound. It's going to be a foul whistled against Maddie Peppers as she ran into Casey Peters, who corralled the basketball. So a quick one on Maddie Peppers there. Now they'll inbound again against the pressure. Cardell is going to baseball it down the court. All alone down the court that time is Schroeder. Able to get it to her. Now she pulls it down and gets it down low. Peters has to come back out and track it out near the three-point line, and then she travels with the basketball.
Yeah, once again, Peters down low getting caught out here away from the block, and she was a little nervous. I think the further away she gets to the basket, the more nervous she was going to get and turn that ball over here.
Inbound pass now here, and Rachel Smith will bring it across here for the Spartans. Stops, kicks it off to Nelson. Now up to the top of the free throw line. They kick it back outside. A long three-point attempt is no good by Smith, and the rebound pulled down by the Spartans. They get it down on the block, and now Taylor Peterson trying to make her way to the basket. Missed the shot. Rebound underneath goes to Cardell. Cardell will bring it up on herself across the timeline. Stops now and picks up her dribble. Kicks it off left side. Rummel dumps it down inside. Peters going to the block. Has to kick it back out. Schroeder with a three-point attempt. Well off the mark. Peppers pulls down the rebound. Peppers across the timeline, kicks it up top now to the point guard, Smith. Over right side to Nelson, they dump it down to the block to Peterson. She's double-teamed, back outside it goes now. And Nelson will drive, baseline shot no good, rebound pulled down inside by the Lady Vikes as Crummel comes up with it. They'll dump it off now here to Cardell. 5:51 left to go here in the opening quarter of basketball, and it's 3-0. Opening bucket on the first possession by the Spartans, and the three-point play converted by Maddie Peppers, the only scoring so far. Up top, it's Schroeder now with it. They will try to work the offense. Here's Cardell in traffic, and now a jump ball force as Peterson went to the floor to tie it up with Cardell. It'll stay with AHST on the arrow.
Both these teams real aggressive defensively. They're going to try and trap a double team wherever they can and always have a hand in your face, so it's kind of tough to move that ball around if you're going to stand still.
Inbound pass comes to Kai. She gets it off to Cardell. They try to tap it away from her. She's able to hang on to it. Kip pass over far side to Crummel. She'll dribble. Now lob it down low for Peters. Tough time trying to hang on to that one. Gets it back outside. Now here's a three-point attempt on the way and knocked down by Cassie Crummel. And that'll tie the ball game up at 3 apiece. 5:10 left to go first quarter. A back up top now to Smith. Rachel Smith with the basketball, guarded closely by Schroeder. Picks up her dribble. Now a skip pass across. gets it in there to Nelson, who's almost tipped away. She puts up a shot, no good. Rebound tapped around, and finally the Spartans corral it. Peterson saved it inbound. Now a spin move by Peppers in the lane. She puts one off the glass and good.
Oh, tough move. Fall away the other way, turning to her left and making that bank shot go.
All 5 points for the Spartans coming from the hand of Maddie Peppers, and it's 5-3. Spartans with the lead, and now the Lady Vikes have the basketball. Far side, it's Crummel. She'll lob it down low to Peters. A high lobbing pass, but got it right to her, and she puts it up off the glass and in.
A good job posting low that time by Peters, blocking out the opportunity by the defender, and that lob got her just going to the basket just nicely.
All tied at five now with 4:20 to go in this first quarter. Out top now, Beeson will send it over here to Peterson. Peterson hanging on to it, now swings it left side over to Smith. Get pass back across to Nelson. She's open, doesn't take the shot. Kicks it back over to Peterson. Now in the corner to Smith. She'll drive towards the block, up with a tough shot. Rims out, no good. And the rebound is pulled down by AHST as Casey Peters came away with it. Here's Cardell working the basketball up the floor for the Lady Vikes. Picks up her dribble way out high near the timeline. Now has to get rid of it to Peters, who comes out high. I'll dump it back up top. Goes to Guy. Now she gets it over to Cardell. Cardell left side, Schroeder. Schroeder pump fakes. Now lobs it down low to Peters. She'll turn, face the basket, dribble inside the lane, shot up no good. Rebound, tapped out of bounds, last touch by Peters as she went to go back to try to get it away from Peterson, and it'll be Spartan basketball.
Kind of a forced shot that time. She almost kind of like she felt that she got it so low she had to try to take that, make that opportunity, but not an easy shot.
First substitution here for the Lady Vikes is Lauren Baylor will come into the basketball game. Kaylin Schroeder gets a breather. Bring it across now for the Spartans as Smith will send it over far left side. Back up top to Smith. She'll lob it down low. Thought about the shot, but gets it down to Peterson. Peterson, tough shot in traffic, and she gets it to go off the glass. Taylor Peterson with the bucket, and it's 7-5 now Spartans. 3:14 to go first quarter. Left side pass now, a skip across. They get it over far side to Crummel. Back up top now to Baylor. Send it left side over here. To Kai. Kai down on the block to Cardell. Cardell across to the quick shot up and no good off the front of the rim by Crummel, and the rebound pulled down here by the Spartans. Nelson will push it up the floor. Gets it over in the corner to Smith. Smith back to Nelson. Right at the elbow. Put the shot up. No good. Rebound pulled down there by Cassie Crummel. And here come the Lady Vikes the other way. They'll stop and set up the offense. They get it up top here to Baylor. Lauren Baylor will dribble right. Now dumbles out high to Cardell, trying to get out of traffic, has to kick it back out. Dumps it off to Crummel. Crummel looking for somebody to get rid of it to. Hands it off now to Kaya. She swings around her outside. She gets caught down on the far right corner. Dumped it down low now. A nice look inside as they dumped it down to Casey Peters, and she gets open for the bucket.
Good ball rotation that time. And Peters breaking down, set the screen, curled down underneath for the easy layup.
7-7, tie ball game once again. Trading baskets right now between these two teams. Here's Smith now at the free throw line. Stopped, picked up her dribble. Kicks back out now to Peppers. Peppers, a crossover, goes right side. Now kicks it back up top. They work it around the perimeter. Here's Beeson in the corner. Now back out to Nelson. Nelson will lob it, a short little dump pass to Peterson. She gets it back outside to Beeson. Her jumper, no good. Rebound inside by Peterson, and the shot's good, and she gets fouled as she got tangled up with Casey Peters. Peters is going to pick up that foul. Her first. Bucket knocked down there by Taylor Peterson, and she'll have an opportunity to make this a three-point play.
David Schroeder back in for AHST, and Morgan Hegrick checking in for the first time here for Xyra EHK.
Beeson went to the bench for a rest, and they shot no good short there on their free throw attempt, so Peterson does not convert. And that keeps the score at 9-7. Spartans on top, and now a reach-in foul out top by Chancey Nelson. She picks up her first.
You know, both these teams are going to test the other's conditioning here tonight because both these teams are not afraid to take off and go up the floor, but even in the half-court sets, it's constant motion. Nobody stands around.
Inbound pass is sent in here to Cardell. Cardell way out high, picks up her dribble, hands it off to Baylor. Baylor will lob it right side over to Crummel. Crummel, a lob down low, and it's in traffic. Peterson steals it away. She got in front of that one and tipped it away. Now here comes Peppers running the other way for the Spartans. Tried to lob a tough pass across traffic, across the lane over to Hegrick, but couldn't get it there, and it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, I'm not sure lob is the word I'd use.
Oh, yeah. It's a rifle, I guess.
That was a fastball.
inbound pass here for the Lady Vikes, and they'll walk it up the floor with Caitlin Schroeder. Schroeder will dump it back over to Cardell. Now back up top to Baylor. Baylor hanging on to it. Guarded closely by Smith. Now she'll kick it over far side. Crummel. They try to get it back up top. Cardell almost had it stolen away. She's able to track it back down. And now we're going to have a reach-in foul whistled here against Spartan before Cardell got rid of the basketball. And the foul is going to be whistled against Rachel Smith, her first. Inbound will come now from Caitlin Schroeder right near midcourt. She'll lob it in. Gets it into Crummel. Out of Baylor. Now they get it at the free throw line to Cardell. Cardell kicks it back out. Now they work it back around. Up top, Schroeder with a long three. Off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound batted around and pulled down by Hegrick. She gets it off to Nelson. Nelson on the run up ahead to Smith. She'll stop at the block. Lets the defender fly by and puts it off the glass and in.
Good job by the freshman. Good recognition, knowing what the situation was. Let the defense fly by. Get the easy bank shot.
11-7 now. Spartans with the lead. 31 seconds left to go, first quarter. Down on the block to Peters, back outside. Three-point attempt on the way by Crummel. No good, rims out. And the rebound swatted out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Vikes as Courtney Cardell came over and hit that one. Spartans will bring it in. 20 seconds left to go here in the period. They'll get it across the timeline. Now send it over left side. Get it in the corner to Hegrick. Hegrick, back up top it goes to Smith. Smith's going to spot up for a three-point try. No good. Rebound is on the floor, pulled down by the Lady Vikes. 4 seconds left to go in the quarter, and I don't think they're going to get a chance to get the shot off. They try to lob it up ahead, and that's going to be time running out here in this first quarter of basketball. It's the Exira EHK Spartans on top of the AHST Lady Vikes by a score 11-7. We'll take a break. Be back with second quarter action. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Adair County Mutual Insurance Association of Greenfield. When you buy Farm Mutual Insurance from them, you own the company. That's Adair County Mutual Insurance Association of Greenfield. Main Street Market in Anita. Stop by for groceries and more. They're proud to offer you a fresh meat counter along with video rentals and lottery tickets. Enjoy small town shopping with big convenience at the Main Street Market in Anita. Open 7 days a week. McAtee Tire and Service Center, serving your motoring needs with auto tune-up, front-end alignments, and complete brake service. McAtee Tire and Service Center, 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic.
Jim Beal, Chris Parks back with you here in Avoca tonight. Our opening high school basketball game of the season, girls matchup. It's a very aggressive game here early on by these two teams. 11-7 our score. The visitors from Exira EHK leading the homestanding Lady Vikes of AHST. As we go to the second quarter, it'll be Exira EHK basketball to start this second frame as they'll inbound and bring it forward. Morgan Hegrick leaves it out top for Rachel Smith, the freshman. Right side it comes to Peppers on the arc. Dribbles once. Ooh, might have got away with a travel. Inside, quick pass down low now. Batted around. Now comes out Chancey Nelson, and she'll toss one up and in. Nelson with her first field goal of the new season. It's 13-7 Lady Vikes. Around back in favor of Exira EHK, the Lady Vikes now with the basketball. They bring it to the front court. Out top with the basketball, Crummel, she'll dump it to the left side. The ball tipped, it's knocked out of bounds. It's going to stay with AHST as they'll have it down low. They'll put it in bounds right in front of the cheerleaders. Inbound from Schroeder, she'll lob it way out high as they screen out top. They dump it off now for Cardell. Cardell picked up by Peterson. Spins left side, tries to drive and step across. Now kicks it back out. Three from Crummel on the way. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound hits the floor. Schroeder the rebound. Her short putback missed. Cardell the rebound, though, is at the last minute. She comes hopping in to grab that ball and gets fouled on the floor trying to put up that shot. Foul going to be whistled on Hegrick. That'll be her first fourth team foul now against the Spartans. Lady Vike basketball down to the baseline. Schroeder will key it in. 7:17 left to go here in the second quarter. Right side, they dump it off into the corner. Schroeder now has it. She'll bring it around on the dribble. Schroeder stops, fires it all the way here across to Crummel. Crummel left side, into the lane. Peters, defender falls down. Now the curl as she gets it off to Courtney Cardell. Her shot no good around the rim. Rebound tapped out. Maddie Peppers up with it. She'll run the floor up to the front side. Spin move down the right side. Banks one home. Maddie Peppers. with the spin, had the ball on her hip as she curled around in the lane and dumps that one home off the window. 15-7 now. That's 8 straight points here for the Spartans. Lady Vikes with the basketball right side. They dump it down into the corner. Schroeder, her pass tip, knocked away. Cardell chases it down to keep it alive for the Lady Vikes, and we get a foul call. I don't think Courtney Cardell has an off button. Just keeps moving all the time. Taylor Peterson picks up the foul for Exira EHK. A couple of fresh faces. Cassidy Beeson back in now for the Spartans, while Lauren Baylor checks back in for the Lady Vikes. Schroeder gets the breather for the Vikes, and Lady Vikes with the basketball now. Schroeder, or rather Baylor with it. She'll dump it to the high post. Cardell, left side of the post. Dumps it back out top. Now a 2-3 zone this time. They've been in a 1-3-1 most of the night here. But the Spartans come away with a basketball. A 3-try from Crummel from the far side. Missed. Picked up off the floor. Now Chancey Nelson to the front court. Rachel Smith, the freshman, back out top. Nelson. Nelson dumps it across. They play catch across the lane. Smith. Now Nelson. Right side, Hegrick. Back out top, Smith. Smith with a basketball. Lady Vikes trying to set back defensively. They're trailing Maddie Peppers everywhere she goes, otherwise playing zone elsewhere. Quick curl shot by Nelson. Misses everything. Rebounded down low by the Lady Vikes as Crummel comes away with it. Now Cardell back out top. Off the dribble left side. Stops and feeds it outside. Baylor lobs it down low. Crummel, short jumper, missed everything. Rebound taken out of the air by Nelson. Quick feed ahead, Hegrick. Into the lane now, Peppers. The turn, the bank, it's good. That's a 10-0 run now by the Spartans. Peppers with 9 points. It's 17-7. Front court now. Lady Vikes with the ball. 5:20 to go in the first half. Right side bounce pass all the way to the corner. Crummel now in trouble. And she's double-teamed. Gets it back outside. Baylor across the lane. Kai inside. Dumps it across for Crummel. Back out top. Out of the high post, Cardell. She'll turn, dribble, and dump it off here to Kai. The three ball on the way, no good. Rebound inside, tap free, loose on the floor. Now kick all the way out to the top of the key. They get it back underneath that of Cardell. The Lady Vikes keep it alive, and the three ball on the way, no good by Kai. And the ball taken away now by the Spartans. And we're going to have our first timeout of the night, asked for by Exira. This will be a 32nd timeout, asked for by Coach Tom Peterson. 4:48 remaining in this second quarter, 17-7. Exira EHK has run off 10 straight here, Chris, to take the lead.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, even though we don't know these two ball clubs to a full extent because it is that first game of the season, but you knew what you expected from both these head coaches and how they want their teams to play, and we're seeing exactly that so far. Really aggressive defense by both clubs, especially the Spartans like to put that pressure on full court and like to keep it up really tight throughout the and they last couple of possessions there are able to get some balls to go their way down the court, and Maddie Peppers is getting in really comfortable spots heading down the floor, and you don't want that to happen. Lady Vikes have to find a way. It's tough in transition to catch up with anybody, but you really got to find out where she's at, because she gets the ball in a comfortable spot, she's going to make you pay.
Spartans have the basketball and a 10-point lead as we come back out of the timeout. 4:45 left to go before halftime. Hegrick left side, dumps it down low. Peterson back outside to the arc from the left corner for three by Beeson. No good. Rebounded off the floor by Peterson. Spartans keep it alive. Right side, Maddie Peppers. The dribble drive, the stop, and the kick across. Hegrick just inside the arc. Misses. Rebound inside to Cardell. Courtney Cardell backcourt. Has it tapped away. Picks up the ball. Fires it all the way across. And gets it to Crummel. Now to the front court, Peters. Peters going to take it into the lane and kick it out to Kai. Cardell here on the arc, out top. Baylor, right side, Crummel. The three ball, no good. Rebound Peters. The putback won't go, but she's fouled. Casey Peters will get a couple of free throws now. Foul inside, going to be whistled against Taylor Peterson. That will be her second. Team foul number 6 against the Spartans here in the first half. These will be the first free throw tries of the night for the Lady Vikes. Peters misses on the first try. She's the leading scorer for the Lady Vikes. They only have 7 points of the team right now. She's got 4 of those. Back up off the bench. Peterson will sit down. Rachel Smith checks back in now for the Spartans. One more free throw coming here for Peters. Missed the first, and the second try on the way now. And that one is also no good. Rebounded, though, by Cardell, and she'll bank it right back up and in. Like Cardell right there waiting on that rebound try. She gets the putback, and it's 17-9. That stops the 10-0 run. Left side corner, Beeson down low, trying to post inside as Peppers, and we've got a foul. She was double-teamed down on the block. A lot of contact inside. They call the blocking foul inside, the push from behind. It's going to be whistled against Caitlin Kai. That'll be her first. Fourth team foul up off the bench is Danica Groby now for AHST. Lob outside on the inbound. Now Peppers takes it out top into the lane. The pull-up jumper from 12, no good. Rebounded inside, surrounded by AHST. Under 4 minutes, 3:55 left to go here in this first half. As the ball out top, they dump it outside. Crummel with it. She'll lob it down low. It's Groby on the block. Back out right side to Kai. The three-point ball, no good. Rebound taken inside. As Nelson comes away with it for the Spartans. Hegrick, quick pass down low on the block. Peppers is fouled. She'll get free throws. Maddie Peppers down on the block. Hegrick grabbed it. Quick pass inside to Peppers down low. And the foul whistled against Caitlin Kai will be her second. And that will send Maddie Peppers to the line for two here for Exira EHK. And the first try, in and out, no good. She made her first in the first quarter, missed here. She's got 9 points so far. Cardell will check out now as Casey Peters is back into the contest for AHST.
Got about a 10-second breather there.
Probably all she needs. Second try by Peppers, no good. And the rebound taken down inside by AHST. So no harm but a foul. Lady Vikes come away with the basketball, trailing by 8 here, 17-9. Crummel bounce pass down low. Groby on the baseline now looking for help, and she's fouled on the arm. Chancey Nelson reaching across, got her across the wrist, and that'll be team foul number 7, so we're going free throwing now, as that'll send them into the bonus.
Should be, yeah.
So free throw try is coming here. Claire Paulson, 5'5 sophomore, makes her first appearance in the ball game tonight now for Exira EHK. One on one coming here for Groby. 3:21 to go here in this first half. First one on the way is good. Really want to take advantage of these. They've been struggling trying to find really quality shots here in this first half against a pretty aggressive Spartan defense. So when you get a chance to shoot while everybody's standing still, you need to make those. Second one, also good. Danica listens real well, doesn't she?
Good free throw shooter.
17-11 now the score. Down low here, right side. Spartans work the perimeters. They kick it back out. Now all the way across. Dribble drive to the baseline. Paulson's quick shot, no good, but they caught a foul against AHST down low. It's going to be Peters picking up her second. Sixth team foul against the Lady Vikes, and that will send Claire Paulson to the free throw line. Chance to shoot a couple. The first one is no good. 3:07 remaining here before halftime. 17-11 our score. Ira EHK leading. Paulson with one more free throw for the Spartans. It's on the way. It is no good. Rebound dances on the rim. Maddie Peppers up with it. Feeds Paulson. Her shot no good inside. Rebound hits the floor. And it's Paulson. Peters coming away with it for AHST. And out of the front court, Crumble lob pass down low to Groby. Off her hands, out of bounds. A little too tall that time for the freshman. Cardell will check back into the lineup once again here for AHST. This time she'll take the place of Cassie Crummel. Spartans basketball. Smith up the floor now to Hegrick, left side. On the arc, fires it across. Paulson here on the wing will try the three. It's no good. Off the side of the rim, rebound to the corner. Groby chases it down for AHST. A couple of freshmen playing some pretty good minutes here early in the ball game. Smith, of course, starting. And a long three by Cardell, no good. Rebound, though, by Groby. Groby, the other freshman here on the floor, dumps it out of the corner. Groby with it right side. Back out top now, Baylor. Cardell, left side, Kai. She'll launch the three, no good. Rebound inside, kept alive. On the floor, picked up, though, by Rachel Smith. The Spartan freshman out of the front court, Hegrick. Right side, Paulson, tipped right back to her. On the baseline with it now, tipped away again. Peppers chases down the loose ball. Hegrick to Smith. Left side it goes. Beeson the three. In and out. No good. And the rebound, Peters. 2 minutes to go here before halftime. AHST out of the front court. Cardell across the half court line. Steps up. A long three try. No good. Rebound inside. Puts back up and in by Casey Peters. Boy, the car door wasn't even shut yet before she was firing one up. Now up the floor quickly. Oh, boy, look at Rachel Smith, the freshman. She got caught in no man's land with a foot in the air, so decided just to launch up a little half hook shot and got it to go, and it's 19-13. Ball belongs to the Lady Vikes. Cardell way out top now with it. Left side, they dump it down low. Ball stolen. Nice anticipation there by Maddie Peppers, and she'll run the floor up to the front court, and Paulson traveled with it. Paulson had trouble hanging on to that pass, ends up taking steps and turns it over. Taylor Paulson now will check into the ball game for Exira EHK, as Beeson will have a seat. 19-13 the score, minute 15 left to play here in the first half. Exira EHK with the lead, AHST with the basketball. Kai out top. Left side it comes now, Baylor all the way across. Right side, Peters playing the arc. Down low, Groby trying to post. She turns right side into a double team. Back to Peters in the corner. Now to Cardell, open on the wing. Long three, no good. Rebound comes long, taken by Peppers, and she'll turn and run. Peppers up the floor on the dribble. Bounce pass right side. Paulson, short jumper up and in. That's Claire Paulson with a basket. 21-13 the score. 40 seconds left to go before the break. Late second quarter, AHST down 8 with a basketball. Out top, Cardell. Left side it comes now. Kai with it on the arc. Into the lane, Peters. Down low posting, goes right to the rack and banks one home. Casey Peters stepping it up here a bit in the second quarter. She's got 8 points. And it's 21-15. 20 seconds left to go in the second quarter. Barton's front court now. Smith, left side. They work it off to Hegrick. Inside. Peppers in traffic. Turns and fires up a wild shot. No good. 10 seconds left. Cardell with a basketball for AHST. 5 seconds across the timeline here to the near side. Kai. 3 seconds. They dump it down low. Groby in traffic. Flips it back. Peters off the glass and no good at the buzzer. Boy, nice job by Groby to save it on the baseline. Back to Peters on the right block, but that bank shot at the buzzer just rattled in and out. And we've got a pretty good ball game here at halftime. A 6-point game, 21-15 is your score. AHST here on their home court, trailing by a half dozen to Exira EHK here at intermission. We'll take a break, be back with more for you here at halftime. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Bank accounts aren't one size fits all, which is why Shelby County State Bank created the GoBank account specifically for students. See what makes GoBank the account students need to have at GoBankSCSB.com. Shelby County State Bank, banking for life. Body Basics Chiropractic, offering wellness and other chiropractic services in Atlantic and Red Oak. For an appointment with Dr. Fritz Beyer, call 254-2639. That's 254-BODY to get your body back to the basics. And Better Equipment, your Case IH dealer in Audubon, for sales and service of genuine Case IH equipment. See them for Cub Cadet lawn and garden equipment to care for your lawn. Visit Better Equipment in Audubon today.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Avoca tonight as we're at halftime here in this girls' varsity contest this evening. The season lid lifter here for the 2011-2012 season for us and for both of these basketball teams. And we've got a pretty decent ball game here going at halftime. You expect a little bit of sluggish because, you know, you get a lot of practice in. You get, what, 3-4 weeks of practice in before the season starts. But, you know, until you really get out and start playing those games, you never really know for sure. The adrenaline works a little bit differently in the ball games, and the conditioning starts to show a little bit in the early season of these ball games. And both of these teams don't mind moving the ball up and down the floor and playing a lot of defense on both ends. But so far, Chris, a pretty decent basketball game. Exira EHK has shown at times the ability to be able to put some points on the board and maybe look like they were going to take control. But AHST just keeps plugging away, keeps throwing up shots, and they just won't let them get too far out of sight.
Yeah, you can kind of see both teams starting to settle a little in a little bit here as the half progressed, and they're starting to look a little bit better out there. And you mentioned AHST, and they just haven't had the shots fall down here so far. They put up a lot of shots, got a lot of good looks, really. They're moving the ball pretty well against that zone that the Spartans have put out there, and they're a team that likes to put up a lot of outside shots. They've been doing that. They just haven't been falling for them, so if that changes, then, yeah, they're right back in this in a hurry. And really, they're not that far out to the way it is because of Casey Peters. She's been doing a great job underneath of getting some easy buckets and being kind of that force down low for them, getting rebounds when they need it. And that's been the key for them so far to stay in this ball game.
Well, and both of these teams suffer from the same thing that most basketball teams, girls basketball teams in the area suffer from, and that's a lack of dominant size inside. Neither one of these teams has the huge post player, the Hallie Christopherson type player that you know you can lean on every time up and down the floor. So they need to get full team efforts, and it leads to a lot of pretty good defense, too. These teams know that they can play shutdown defense at any particular time. You'd like to see somebody needs to step up, but really what needs to happen is full team efforts both ways. Neither one of these teams can really sit back and lean on one player to make all the plays for them. So it makes a very competitive basketball game, and a lot of good athletes out there. It's a fun early season ball game to watch. We'll see how it plays out here in this second half as Exira EHK jumped out to a 10-point lead at 17-7. But as I said, they're not letting them run away. From that point on, it was an 8-6 run down the stretch here by AHST, or actually 8-4 run down the stretch here by AHST to keep this thing close. It's a 6-point game here at the intermission. So a lot left to play for yet here in this first half. Everybody wants to win the opener.
Yeah, and I think the other thing that Lady Vikes can be really encouraged by in that first half is the fact that Courtney Cardell only had 2 points there in that first half, and they're only down six. She's not a huge scorer by any means, but she definitely is one of those leaders out there, and they'd like to get her going and start making some of those buckets that she's had an opportunity to try to take a few shots here in that first half, and she'd definitely be a key to get them sparked. For the Spartans, they've obviously been led by Maddie Peppers when she's comfortable and gets them some good spots in transition. Been doing a good job there, but their half-court offense hasn't looked real sharp yet, so they'd like to get that kind of working a little bit better as well. So be interesting to see what kind of adjustments these two teams make, and of course, that's all the more important here this early part of the season. Go ahead and take a timeout here. We'll come back and get you ready here for second half of basketball. Once again, here at the halftime break, it is the Exira EHK Spartans 21-15 over the AHST Lady Vikes. We'll take a break. Be back with more. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Wickison Johnson, a division of Ameriprise Financial Advisors, they'll help you with personal and small business financial planning. See Zach Wiggis or Jenny Johnson in Atlantic or Ottoman today. Detter Motor Company, your authorized General Motors and Chrysler dealer in downtown Atlantic. Detter's offers a great selection of new and used cars, trucks, and vans. Stop by or call today at 243-4514. And Miller Orthopedic in Council Bluffs, where your initial sports injury evaluation is free. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., and Saturdays from 8 until 10 a.m. For details and directions, visit MillerOrtho.com. That's MillerOrtho.com.
Welcome back here to AHST High School. We are at the halftime break here between the Exira EHK Spartans and the AHST Lady Vikes. Spartans lead it 21-15 here at the intermission. Both teams back out on the floor, getting themselves warmed up as we prepare for second half action. Don't forget, coming up here after our basketball game, we'll jump right into Monday Night Football coverage for you here tonight as the Kansas City Chiefs are on the road to take on the New England Patriots. And so far, that's a scoreless ball game. 6:58 left to go in the first quarter there, and it's nothing in that football game so far. So we'll have that one for you here after we wrap up our girls' basketball coverage here for you tonight. Thank you for listening in here on AM 1220 KJN and those listening in on the web as well at KJN.com. And also, don't forget, if you missed the broadcast or there's some highlights you want to go back and listen to, we'll make that available for you on the web as well. So after each night of the ball game, the next day, towards midday, we'll have that ball game posted up there for you on the website. Just go to our sports page, and you'll be able to click on the game score and listen to those ball games right there on the page. And you'll also be able to download them as well if you want to hang on to those broadcasts for later listening. About ready to tip things off here once again, and we'll take a quick break, come back to tip. Oh, we'll keep it right here and talk about some of the numbers there for you in that first half.
Yeah, let's get you some numbers here before we get to the second half of basketball for Exira EHK. They lead at 21-15. 9 points for Maddie Peppers to lead them in scoring, and four each for Rachel Smith and for Taylor Peterson. 2 points apiece for Claire Paulson and Chansey Nelson. Some opportunities missed by Exira EHK here in the first half from the free throw line. Just 1 of 6 from the stripe. On the other side, AHST, 8 points for Casey Peters down low, 3 for Cassie Crummel, and 2 each for Courtney Cardell and Danica Groby here in the first half, and 2 of 4 from the free throw line here in the first half for AHST. Again, the teams are tied at 7 apiece. A 10-0 run by Xyra EHK put them out in front, but it's a 21-15 game here as we go to the third quarter.
Getting ready to get things going here once again as Schroeder will inbound it here for the Lady Vikes as they have that starting lineup back out there here once again with Schroeder, Crummel, Kai, Cardell, and also Peters. And a quick shot put up there quickly by Crummel. It hits off the rim out of bounds. It'll be Spartan basketball. And they will also start with their starting lineup as it's Rachel Smith, Chancey Nelson, Maddie Peppers, Taylor Peterson, Cassidy Beeson, and now a quick turnover here by the Spartans. And we had a traveling call here against Taylor Peterson, and we'll get right back here to the Lady Vikes. So a couple of quick turnovers here, and we'll have Lady Vikes with the basketball. Kai out top goes to Schroeder. Schroeder left side, a three-point attempt on the way off the front of the rim. No good there that time by Crummel. Well, dribbled up the right side of the floor. Peppers on the run across the lane over to Beeson. Her tough shot against the glass goes. Nice tough shot by Cassidy Beeson for the first points of the second half.
Her first points of the game.
Now a pressure, and the Lady Vikes throw it away. Stolen by Beeson. Cross the lane to Chancey Nelson on the run. Shot no good. Her rebound gets it, and the shot no good on the putback, but she's fouled. She'll go to the line here to shoot two. Defenders on either side of her. We'll see who picks up the foul. Foul is going to be whistled here against Caitlin Schroeder. That'll be her first. And at the line here for two shots is Chancey Nelson. First free throw up on the way. Off the back of the iron, no good. Checking in here quickly now for the Lady Vikes. He'll send in Danica Groby and also Lauren Baylor quickly into the ballgame. Both Schroeder and Cardell get a quick breather. Second free throw on the way here, and that one rolls around and falls through, so Nelson gets the second one. And it's now 24-15. Pressure again. Baylor trying to get it over now to Kai. Kai will dribble it into a double team, try to lob it up ahead. It's tipped and stolen. Peppers gets it, throws it up ahead quickly to Smith. A quick power dribble for the shot, no good. Rebound inside by Peters, and now Peters will run the other way with it here for the Lady Vikes. She'll pull it up at the three-point line, dump it out top to Baylor. Skip pass across, it goes to Crummel. Crummel with the basketball and in traffic, dumps it, nope, has it stolen away. Try to dump it outside, and it's stolen. On the run, Peterson all the way the other direction, almost lost the handle on it, able to save it and put it back up and in for the bucket. Taylor Peterson with the steal in the basket on the other end, 26-15. Now they do break pressure, get it up ahead to Peters. It's slapped away, though, by Peterson as they try to lob it down low. Stolen again, and now a foul call as Peppers try to run up the right sideline, and she's fouled by Lauren Baylor on the floor. That'll be the first on Baylor, and the second now against the Lady Vikes here in the second half. Quickly up off the bench is Caitlin Schroeder back in, and she'll replace Crummel for AHSC. Now Peppers will inbound. A little bit of pressure put on. They'll lob it up high and get it over to Smith. He's quickly guarded, has to pick up her dribble, gets it off to Chancey Nelson. Nelson right corner to Peppers, back up top now to Smith. They'll set up the offense. Right side pass. 3-2 zone here by the Lady Vikes. They'll get it in the middle to Nelson. Now down low, nice pass to Peppers. Shot good and the foul. She's fouled by Casey Peters, and she'll go to the line here to try to convert a three-point play, and that's going to be a costly foul as well because that's number three on Casey Peters.
Good quick passing that time by Xyra EHK and a chance to really make some noise here. They're up 13 here early in this quarter.
11 points now for Peppers, and the free throw is good, so she makes it 12 points now in the ballgame. And here comes the inbound from the Lady Vikes. It's 29-15, the lead here for the Spartans. Stolen now, once again, pressure. They try to lob it up ahead. Peppers snags it out of the air. Pass over left side. Now they get it down to her. She bounces it across the lane to Peterson. Missed. Shot put back is good. Taylor Peterson with the bucket, and the turnovers are mounting right now here for Lady Vikes as they try to find a way to break this pressure. Peppers with another steal, and now she's fouled on the floor by Caitlin Schroeder as she came across and slapped her on the arm. And right now, AHST not finding an answer for getting that ball up the floor against this pressure up the full court by the Spartans.
Well, if there's one thing that Coach Tom Peterson's teams, whether it was here with Xyra EHK or just Xyra, were known for, it's aggressive defense, a lot of points off defensive takeaways, and doing it right here, right now.
31-15, the lead now for the Spartans, and they have the basketball. Inbound to Peppers, tight coverage, and we're going to have a foul call on the floor. tried to curl around there. They're going to hit Danica Groby for the foul. Be her first, and that's now team foul number 5 already here in the second half against the Lady Vikes. They've quickly picked up those 5 team fouls. Inbound pass now here. Smith will lob it in, gets it into Peppers. Peppers back up top, it's slapped away. Schroeder, she steals it. Now back the other way on the dribble. She tries to work against Nelson, gets in the middle of the lane, has to throw it back out, has it stolen. Peterson got a hand on it and stole it away for the Spartans. She'll run it the other direction. Cross the lane, pass to Beeson, and underneath, shot no good, but she's fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot, too. Caitlin Schroeder, I believe, is going to be hit with her 3rd foul. And that is the case. She picks up number 3, and it'll be at the line.
All 3 of those fouls coming here in the first 2.5 minutes of this third quarter.
And the free throw attempt by Beeson is good. She'll have one more coming. He's got 3 fouls now here all in the second half. And we do have an update for you on that NFL game as well. The Chiefs have taken a 3-0 lead with 1:30 left to go first quarter in that Monday night football game. We'll be joining that after our broadcast. The second one is also knocked in there by Beeson. And it's now 33-15. Cardell gets it inbound and gets it across the timeline. Now they do break pressure this time in nicely because they get it down low to Schroeder, but she missed the easy bunny and the rebound pulled down by Peppers. Point-blank shot missed by Schroeder. Now they'll lob it down the other direction. Peterson missed a shot in the lane. Her rebound is tipped away and stolen by Kai. Kai back the other direction on the run for the Lady Vikes. Tried to lob it down low. Tapped out of bounds. Peppers got a hand on it. And it'll stay with the Lady Vikes in the corner. Lady Vikes still scoreless here in the second half. It's 33-15. 12 points to none here in the second half so far. The Spartans opening it up quickly with some defensive pressure. And they rounded around the horn, and Groby took a 3-point attempt that was way too strong. Rebound pulled down by the Spartans. Spartans get it down low to Peterson on the block. Shot good and the foul. She'll go to the line to try to convert a 3-point play. Caitlin Kai is going to pick up her 3rd foul.
Boy, the foul totaling up in a hurry here in this third quarter as the Lady Vikes try to figure out how to slow down the Spartans.
Doing a great job right now with defensive pressure and a bunch of steals, and they're converting on the other end as Peterson knocks down the 3-point play free throw. Converts it, makes it 36-15. Big run here. Now in trouble again is Kai. She tried to throw it to the middle. We're going to have a reach-in foul from behind on Peterson. She picks up her 3rd. She's got 3 for the Spartans, and Schroeder's got 3 for the Lady Vikes along with Kai. And also Casey Peters. So, few players already with some foul trouble here. Kai will have the basketball now, pick it up per dribble. Almost has it stolen. She's able to recover it. Gets it over in the corner and out of Schroeder. Schroeder will dribble baseline in traffic. Double teamed. And the ball is going to be out of bounds. Last touch by the Spartans as they almost stole it away. Schroeder will inbound underneath as the Lady Vikes keep. Beeson will check in and replace Peterson, who just picked up that 3rd foul.
15-0 third quarter here so far for Exira EHK.
He'll lob it up high here. Cardell thought about the long 3-point attempt. Now she'll dump it off to Schroeder, or to Kai, excuse me. Kai lob pass over to Schroeder. Now back to Kai. Kai a couple of dribbles and now tries to kick it in the corner. Almost stolen away. They're able to save it. Schroeder keeps it in traffic now. Has to pass it back out. That was almost stolen. Kai keeps it though. He goes left side. Tries to dump it down low. Nobody was home. Stolen away. Beeson came up with it. They lob it up ahead now. Hegrick. She'll try to dump it across. It's kicked by the Lady Vikes. It'll stay underneath here with the Spartans.
Boy, if you're going to try to move that ball down low in the block, you have to know where you're going to go with it before you pick it up off that dribble. That's been getting the Lady Vikes into some trouble here in this third quarter.
Spartans lob it inbounds. Beeson had it slapped out of bounds as she tried to pass it back out top. And it'll stay with the Spartans, and Hegrick will inbound. 4:08 left to go third quarter. Inbound comes up high now here to Smith. Spartans with the basketball and dominant performance here in the second half so far. It's 36-15, and now we have a 3-second violation called against Maddie Peppers down on the block, and they'll turn it over here to the Lady Vikes. 4 minutes left to go this third quarter. Inbound pass will come into Kai. We'll see how they break pressure this time. Kai throws it in the middle to Groby. Much better job breaking the press. Groby has it poked out of bounds, and we'll see it's last touched by the Spartans.
Inbound will come here from the Lady Vikes. Schroeder will inbound. Schroeder lobs it up high. Schroeder dumps it off now here to Cardell. Back up top, it goes to Schroeder. Or excuse me, Kai with the three-point attempt. It's no good, but she's going to get fouled. And she'll go to the line here to shoot three shots. The foul is going to be whistled against Hegrick. That'll be her second. And three shots on the way now here for Caitlin Kai. Kai, first free throw is no good. Caitlin Kai sits up here for second free throw out of three, and this one, no good. Not taking advantage here so far. She's got one more coming. See if she can break that lid on the basket here for the Lady Vikes in the second half. And no, that one rims out as well. Missed all three of them, and the rebound goes to the Spartans. They'll lob it up ahead quickly. Hegrick's out in front of everybody, and she missed the shot but does get fouled. She'll go to the line here to shoot two. She was hanging back in the backcourt. Nobody was there to keep an eye on her. And Caitlin Kai picks up her fourth foul as Hegrick will go to the line to shoot the two shots. 3:35 left third quarter. 36-15 Spartans. And Hegrick adds to it as she knocks down the first free throw. Her first point of the basketball game in the season. Second free throw here for Hegrick. No good. That one a little too strong. And rebound comes down here to Cardell. Cardell will run it up ahead on her own. Stops, crosses over, picks up her dribble. Needs some help. Now gets it over to Kai. Kai lobs it over to Schroeder. Schroeder to Cardell. Cardell top of the key. Now dribbles inside, kicks it back outside. They work it around the perimeter. Schroeder, long shot at the top of the key. In and out, no good. Rebound underneath by Peters. Her putback's no good. And it's still being battled for on the floor. Picked up now by Beeson. Beeson has it stolen away by Groby. She gets it off to Kai. Kai will step in for the quick shot. No good, too strong. Cardell, the rebound, and a foul on the floor. I believe that's going to be whistled against Hegrick. That is the case. Picks up her third. And the inbound will come underneath here for Schroeder. 2:59 left to go third quarter. Quick substitution in as Claire Paulson will come back into the ballgame. Hegrick will head to the bench for the Spartans. Schroeder to inbound here. Lady Vikes get it inbound in the corner to Cardell. She takes the shot along the baseline. Bounces around, no good. Rebound by Peters. Shot was good, but it was on the floor with a foul first. And it's going to be against Chancey Nelson. Nelson will pick up her third foul. It's going to be the fourth now here this half against the Spartans. Inbound comes to Cardell. Pump fake goes baseline. Dumps it back now to Schroeder. Up top to Kai. Kai out top. Now dumps it off to Cardell. Cardell along the baseline to Groby. Back up top it goes. Now it goes over to Kai. Back lob to Cardell. Up top now Schroeder. Back to Cardell. Not a lot of movement right now for the Lady Vikes. Kind of stuck in their same spots on the floor here. Here's Kai. Back up top now to Schroeder. Schroeder to Cardell. Cardell thought about the shot. Pump fakes. Now goes to the elbow. Missed the shot too strong. Rebound comes down to Smith. Smith got away with a travel, but lobs it up ahead. It was tipped and stolen anyway. Stolen into the hands of Schroeder. Schroeder off to Kai. Lady Vikes with another possession here. Still haven't lifted that lid here in the second half. And a long three-point attempt. No good by Schroeder. And now we're going to have a foul here on the floor. As, whoa, they're going to call Chancey Nelson. She looked like she was the one that had position. She's going to be the one whistled for the foul. He'll pick up number four. Coach Peterson not real happy about it, obviously, but he gets the foul there, and that's number four, as we mentioned, so she'll come out as they bring in Taylor Paulson into the ballgame. Here's the inbound Cardell, dumps it outside now here to Kai, back up top to Schroeder, now back over to Cardell. Cardell pump fakes, almost probably got away with the travel there. She moved that pivot foot a hair. Lob over here to Groby, she's able to corral it. Tries the dribble right side. Now back up top to Schroeder. Back over to Kai. She'll try the three-point attempt. That's no good short. Rebound batted around on the floor, and Cardell's going to track it down. Cardell with it. Working against Peppers. Now she'll dribble. Back towards the basket. Dumps it over to Groby. Roby right back to Cardell. She'll drive. Tough shot on the block. Gets it to go. And Courtney Cardell finally gets a bucket for the Lady Vikes here in this second half. 37-17. It's the Spartans leading with 1:15 left to go third quarter. Now a steal. They got pressure on Smith, and it's going to be out of bounds maybe before Cardell got to it. So she went to the floor to try to grab it, and they say it was on the line first. So it'll stay. Actually, excuse me, it'll be a Spartan basketball here. No, it'll be white basket. It should be, yeah. He pointed that direction. Even the players couldn't believe it, I guess. Schroeder will inbound here. Schroeder dumps it up top. Kai back to Cardell. Cardell back up top to Schroeder. Schroeder over to Kai. Kai goes to Casey Peters. She tries to work down to the block. Kicks it back outside. Up top now to Schroeder. Schroeder lob over to Kai. She thought about the three. Kicks it down to Cardell. 52 seconds left to go, third quarter. Back to Kai. Kai up top to Schroeder. They're way outside of the three-point line here. They pass it around the perimeter. Get it down to Groby on the block. She'd pass it off to Cardell. Cardell will kick it back up top. Schroeder will try the three. That's no good. Rebound pulled down here by Peppers, and now she's going to run it up the floor. Nice pass across the lane of Smith. She stops, lets the defender fly by, and knocks it home. A couple of times she's been able to do that in this ball game, and 39-17 Spartans. Dribble across the timeline with just 19 seconds to go, third quarter. For the Lady Vikes, Cardell drives right side, lobs it over to Peters. Peters will kick it back outside to Kai. Kai will try the contested three, no good. Rebound inside to Maddie Peppers. She'll run it up the floor. 6 seconds to go. Lobs it across, and it's going to be tapped out of bounds. They say last touch by the Spartans. They are looking for Taylor Paulson. The Lady Vikes will have it with just 2.7 seconds left here in this half. They'll roll the ball in as it'll be stolen away. Smith will have a chance to put a shot up and gets it off just before the buzzer missed it, though. And it's going to be in the third quarter before she gets the putback attempt. 39-17 your score. The Spartans dominant of Exira EHK here in this third quarter as they lead it over AHST. We'll take a break. Back with fourth quarter action. Listen to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. White Pole Road Cellular on Main Street in Anita offers the latest Verizon wireless cell phones, accessories, and upgrades. They also offer locksmith service with Wayne Johnson for your locksmith needs for residential and commercial. Give White Pole Road Cellular a call at 762-3022. Bridgewater Oil, serving Southwest Iowa for 50 years with new and used tire sales and repair, plus petroleum needs. See Steve, Stan, Roger, or Al at Bridgewater Oil today. McDonald's Restaurant, located in the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, treat yourself to the friendly, inviting atmosphere of McDonald's in Atlantic.
Mark's back with you here in Avoca tonight as AHST struggled in the third quarter. Exira EHK came out of the locker room at halftime firing all cylinders. And 18-2 third quarters put them ahead 39-17 as we go to the fourth. Quick shot by Maddie Peppers. No good for Exira EHK. Rebound to the Lady Vikes. Quick three on the other side now by Courtney Cardell. No good. Rebounded off the floor, though, offensively by the Lady Vikes. And a three again try. No good. This time outside by Groby. And the rebound rings out. It's tapped out of bounds by AHST. Just underway here in the fourth quarter. 39-17 is our score. AHST trying to steal that inbound feed. Groby taps it away momentarily, but Smith up with it. Keeps it alive. Now throws it away in traffic here at center court. Ball turns back over to AHST. Lady Vikes need some points and need to start doing it in a hurry. They trail here by 22. Out top of the basket falls Kai. She'll hand it off to Cardell. Right side, Schroeder. Schroeder here on the arc. Back out top, Cardell. They work the perimeter. Kai left side, going to step into a three ball. That's no good. Rebound hits the floor. Well, Cardell stumbled a bit, but able to right herself. Go chase that one down here in the corner. Cardell back out top to Kai. Kai left side, Groby. Groby back off the dribble to Kai, top of the arc. Right side, it comes to Schroeder. They're all looking at that long three ball. Now Schroeder will let it fly up, off, way off the mark and out of bounds. That'll turn over. Morgan Hegrick off the bench now for Exira EHK. She'll take the place of Rachel Smith. Ball out of bounds to the Spartans. As they'll work the ball up the floor now, up the right side quickly. Maddie Peppers drives all the way to the rack. Her shot blocked and a foul call. And that's going to be Casey Peters, I believe, on the foul. Let's say on the foul that time as Peppers will go to the free throw line. Chance to shoot a couple. That's four now on Peters. Peppers for two here at the line. The first one is good. That one rolled through. Spartans made just one free throw in the first half. They were much better in the third quarter. Second one also good by Peppers. 41-17 now the score. Dyra EHK leading. 6:40 left to play here in the ballgame. Out high left side. Schroeder with a basketball for the Lady Vikes. Cardell way off the arc here right side. Guy out top again. Cardell. Cardell now off the dribble. Steps inside. Double teamed and is tied up. Taylor Peterson comes in, ties the basketball up. The arrow points to the Lady Vikes. They'll keep the basketball and inbound it on the baseline. Ball underneath. Schroeder will key it in. She looks out top. Now the bounce feed left side. It's Peters. Leaner, no good. Off the mark. Rebound hits the floor. Picked up, though, by the Lady Vikes. Cardell out top. Off the dribble. She'll dump it out on the wing. Oh, it's off the foot now. Sky and ball taken away and now tied up. It'll turn over to Exira EHK as Taylor Peterson, Courtney Cardell each fighting for that basketball. Off the bench, Lauren Baylor will check back in now for AHST. Also checking in is Haley Welsh. Welsh checking in for the first time, 5'5 junior. Basketball belongs to the Spartans. The inbound on the bounce taken by Nelson. Chancey Nelson shuffles it low. Peppers right side of the block turns. The shot rolls in and out. Beeson the rebound. Hers dances off the rim on the putback. And a foul inside on the rebound as Groby got the board. And who's the foul on? Gonna whistle that foul, I believe, against Maddie Peppers. So that will be the second on Peppers. Ball out of bounds backcourt to the Lady Vikes. 6:06 left to go. We're in the fourth quarter. 41-17. Lady Vikes have been held to just 2 points here in this second half so far. Out top with the basketball. They work it across. Baylor out top now to Schroeder. Right side, Kai. She'll try a three. It's good and a foul. She buries the triple and will get a chance at the rare four-point play as Morgan Hegrick is hit with the foul. So Kai buries the triple here from the right wing and a chance to complete the four-point play.
Well, she finally gets one to go. She's taken an awful lot of shots from the outside here tonight and hasn't had the touch, but big opportunity there to get that one.
Free throw try on the way. No good. Rims out and a foul on the rebound against the Lady Vikes. We'll walk to the other side. Now both teams have been in the bonus here, so we'll walk to the other side and shoot free throws. Kaylee Welsh picks up the foul. And it'll be Taylor Peterson marching to the other side. She'll step up to the stripe and shoot the one and one. Or will it be two shots?
Should be two.
Yep. Looks like it's going to be over the 10-foul limit. So that'll be two shots now the rest of the way for Exira EHK. So Peterson with a chance to shoot a couple here. The first one is no good. 1 more coming here for Taylor Peterson. 5:49 remaining in this fourth quarter. Marissa Kai up off the bench. 5'2 freshman checking in now for AHST. And the free throw attempt, the second one here on the way, and it is no good by Peterson. Missed them both, and the rebound taken by Baylor for AHST, and she'll bring it ahead to the front court. Baylor out top, looking right side now, leaves it for Welsh. Welsh off the dribble out on the perimeter, dumps it out high. Kai fires it left side. That's Kai in the corner, Marissa Kai, and she was standing on the sideline as she came up with that short hop bounce pass. And we're going to have a timeout asked for here by Exira EHK. 5:32 left to go here in the basketball game. 41-20 our score. The Spartans leading the Lady Vikes. Back in 1 minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Fay Pharmacy, your prescription and healthcare needs headquarters in Adair. Visit Fay Pharmacy in Adair today. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating of Fontenelle, your local trained dealer. If your plumbing, heating, or air conditioning needs service, call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating at 887-838-4724. It's hard to stop a train. Or visit their website at jacobson@iowatelecom.net. Kessler Funeral Homes in Audubon and Exira, providing the area with quality care and concern at the time of need. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon and Exira.
Minutes left to play, 5:32 to be exact here in this fourth quarter. 41-20 is our score. Exira EHK, the visitors with the lead here over AHST. Spartans with the basketball to come back out of the timeout. Maddie Peppers takes the inbound, brings it front court, down the lane, pulls up the short jumper, it rolls through. Peppers having a nice opening night here this evening. She's got 16 points, and it's 43-20. To the front court come the Lady Vikes. They work it right side. Now Groby out on the arc. That's Kai. Long pass across the defense out top. Stolen. Peterson takes it away, runs the floor, has her shot blocked. Hustling up the floor, blocking the shot, but it doesn't matter as Rachel Smith gets the rebound and the putback. Kaylee Welsh blocked that shot, only to see it followed up by the Spartans, and it's 45-20. Out top now, Kai to Kai. Marissa Kai with it here on the near side. They'll leave it out top. Baylor back here right side on the wing. Welsh with it to the corner. Marissa Kai double-teamed down low. She'll bring it around on the dribble and got away with a walk, but gets it out here to the near side. They work the ball out high on the perimeter. The lob down to the baseline. That's Marissa Kai with it down low and a traveling violation whistled over there. She never even had possession, but she traveled somehow. Makeup call. 45-20
for the officials, too.
Maddie Peppers now takes the inbound feed. She'll rifle it here to the front court, taking it there is Claire Paulson. They'll leave it back out top for Rachel Smith. 4:20 left to go here in the basketball game. Exira EHK with a 45-20 lead in the ball. Smith right side on the dribble. Pulls up, bounce feed inside the lane. Peterson out top, Paulson. The three ball, no good. Rebound tapped out. Paulson comes up with it. Back out top to Smith. Smith will set the offense back up again as she works it to the right side. Well off the arc now. Carrying the ball way up high. She dumps the pass off here to the near side. Now Peppers, the turnaround shot, no good on the baseline. Missed it. Rebounded by Groby. Groby with the basketball here to the near side. Dumps it back in the backcourt as Kai runs it ahead. Oh, Kai just got away with the carry as she gets it across the timeline. Bounce pass out top. Now rolls into the backcourt. We got players falling over each other trying to get it. It's Peterson up with it, and she missed the lay-in. Rebound, though, taken by Kaylee Welsh, and they're going to call her for stepping on the baseline, trying to dribble out of traffic. Floppy couple of up-and-downs here up on the floor. Fresh faces back into the ball game now. Hegrick checks back into the ball game for Exira EHK. Chancey Nelson also back in. As Smith will inbound. Hegrick right side. Quick jumper. No good on the block. Rebound inside taken by Baylor. Also into the ball game now is Cora Shoemate for AHST. In the pass, up the floor, comes right behind her and zips out of bounds. That'll turn the ball back over. 3:16 left to play here in the fourth. 45-20, Exira EHK the lead. Smith on the inbound. She'll run it ahead and lob it to the front court. Hegrick up the right side. Stops 15 feet from the bucket, dumps it back outside. Smith out top, now to Paulson, back to Smith on the right wing. Hegrick to Smith, and they work the perimeter. 3 minutes to go here in the game. Smith again out top with it. Oh, almost lost the dribble. They work to the high post and try to see if they can work the ball to Peterson. Now they do underneath as she drops down and banks one home. Nice flip there by Chancey Nelson to Taylor Peterson. She gets the banker and it's 47-20. AHST front side now. Out top, Baylor with it. Zyra EHK drops back into that 1-3-1 zone. And Welsh, are the Groby pass now is tipped away and stolen by Smith. She'll run the floor and lay it in. Rachel Smith now in double digits with 10. 49-20 the score, 2:20 left to play. AHST to the front court. Lob down low. Shoemate, short jumper, no good. Rebound, Groby. Put back off the glass, no. Rebound hits the floor as it's batted around. It'll stay with AHST. Maddie Peppers will come back in along with Cassidy Beeson now for Exira EHK. 49-20 the score. Also checking in, Whitney Kilworth now for Exira EHK. 2:11 remaining here in the fourth quarter. On the baseline now, Shoemate will inbound for the Lady Vikes. Lob out top. Right side it comes now. Welsh going to try the three. It's no good. Rebound down low, taken by Kilworth, and she's fouled. That's going to be either Groby or Marissa Kai with the foul. And we'll walk to the other side to shoot free throws. It's going to be on Marissa Kai. That'll be her first. Whole bunch of fouls here in the second half against AHST. Exira came out with her hair on fire in the third quarter, moving the ball up and down the floor, playing defense, creating a lot of fouls against the Lady Vikes. So Kilworth misses the first free throw. Now for the Spartans. Kennedy Madsen checks into the ball game. Taylor Peterson also is in, or Paulson rather, into the contest. Second free throw here by Kilworth is good. Got one of her two. 50-20 now the score. Exira EHK on top. We're under 2 minutes to go here in the ballgame. Welsh long. Three here from the right side. Dances off the rim. No good as Exira or AHST wastes no time trying to toss up the shot. Paulson got the rebound down low, but she immediately turned into traffic and walked with it, so the ball goes right back to AHST. Down low, Shoemate will inbound. Looks down underneath. The bounce feed taken by Groby, and she's fouled. Foul going to be whistled on Taylor Paulson. That is her first. And back to the free throw line we go once again. One-on-one opportunity here for Groby as Claire Paulson will check back into the ball game. This time it's Chancey Nelson checking out for the Spartans. Groby at the line now. She'll shoot the one and bonus, the front end, no good. Rebound taken inside by Exira EHK. Quickly up the floor now, Spartans down low, and we've got a push and a foul underneath as they work that ball to Kennedy Madsen down the left block. She tried to lean in for the shot, had it blocked, but got fouled, and she'll get free throws. They're going to whistle Kaylee Welsh with that foul. It's her second. Both teams working with reserves. At the free throw line, Madsen, and the first one is good. She tosses that one in, the 5'9 freshman.
Well, even though it's not the way HST wanted to happen, it's always nice that first game to get a lot of players in and out of the ballgame to see how they react.
Second free throw, no good by Madsen. Rebounded off the floor by the Lady Vikes. Up the floor, Marissa Kai, bank shot, good, and a foul. She got the ball on the right baseline, took it right to the rack. Got bumped and fouled, and she's not very big anyway. But she took the hit and took it right to the rack for the basket, and she'll get a chance to shoot the free throw as well. Madsen picks up the foul, her first. So Marissa Kai with her first points of the year, and a chance to make it a three-point play, and she does not. It rattles off the rim. Bounced up and around and came off. And now a whistle with a minute 35 left as EHK got the rebound, Exira EHK. And the foul is going to go against Sue Groby. Annika Groby picks up the foul. That's her second. Other side we go now. It's Taylor Paulson at the free throw line for the Spartans. 51-22 our score. Free throw on the way, and that's no good by Paulson. She'll get one more. Trying to hit the scoreboard here. In fact, she's the only one that hasn't. Everybody else for Exira EHK has put points on the board tonight. And the second one, no good. Tapped away, and the rebound taken off the floor by AHST to the front court. Lob down low. Marissa Kai trying to post. Ball batted away, and it's tapped out of bounds. Claire Paulson tried to save it. Ball hit the baseline. It'll stay with the Lady Vikes. Shoemate to inbound, and the lob is going to be thrown into the back court, still rolling and out of bounds. It'll turn over. So AHST will get the basketball back. Or rather, the Spartans will get the basketball back after the turnover. 51-22, a minute 25 remaining in the game. And it's going to go right back to AHST. It's coming up here on the near side. Claire Paulson dribbled it off her foot, and it rolls out of bounds. The ball comes right back to the other side now. Lady Vikes basketball here at midcourt. Inbound, Welsh takes it up the right side into the double team. Spins out of that, leaves it outside now for Baylor. Left side, Marissa Kai. She'll launch the three ball off the glass. No good. Rebound taken down low. That's Madsen with it. Her high lob to the front court, stolen away by Marissa Kai. She'll take it here to the front side. Her lob pass tipped out, picked up by Shoemate. She'll fire from 18. No good, and out of bounds on the rebound is Taylor Paulson. She stepped on the baseline after grabbing that ball. 58 seconds left to go here in the game. 51-22. Zyra EHK leading. The inbound out top. Baylor, Marissa Kai left side. Her shot blocked away inside by Paulson. Now tipped back outside. The three ball no good by Baylor. And it's rebounded by Xyra EHK. Egrick comes away with it. Quickly ahead, they work it up the right side. On the drive, the bank shot up and good on the run. Whitney Kilworth takes that long pass right to the rack for the lay-in. And it's 53-22. Lady Vikes again to the front court now. Baylor out top for Marissa Kai. Kai off the dribble into the double team. Bounce pass knocked away and stolen. Tipped free that time by Taylor Paulson. Up off the floor with it is Hegrick to the front court. The ball knocked away. It's tapped out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Spartans. 19 seconds left to play. Claire Paulson will inbound here on the near side. He'll take it over to the corner. Taylor Paulson. Out top it goes to Hegrick. She'll pull up. The 16-footer is good. Morgan Hegrick with her first field goal of the night. Under 10 seconds now. 55-22 the score. And to the front court come the Lady Vikes. Baylor to the high post. Groby turns 2 seconds, 1 second. That'll do it. They don't get off the shot. That's your final. 55-22. Final score here tonight as Xyra EHK exploding here in the second half. As they put the thing away with a nice run early in the half. And they win it 55-22 here this evening over the visiting Spartans of Xyra EHK. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back to wrap this one up for you in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. D&J Supply, family-owned and operated at 1445 Highway 71 in Audubon, specializing in top-quality service. See them today for brake work and wheel balancing, a great selection of batteries and auto accessories. That's D&J Supply in Audubon. Doctors Mark Markham and Sean Peterson, General Dentistry, located on the second floor of the Cass County Memorial Hospital's Medical Clinic. For an appointment, give them a call at 243-1833. And BHS Services, LLC, call them for your digging needs for water, sewer, septic, excavation, directional boring, well service, and geothermal loops and furnaces. Call them at 866-222-5634 or 712-789-0187.
Chris Parks back with you here in Avoca tonight, 55-22. Your final here this evening is Xyra EHK, a 15-0 run to start the third quarter. And if there was any doubt, it was pretty much erased at that point as they took what was a 21-15 halftime lead, and actually they stretched that out. My mistake, it was a 16-0 start for the third quarter as they boosted that up to 37-15. Before AHST got on the board, as the Lady Vikes were outscored here in the second half of the basketball game by a 34-7 count, and it's tough when you come out. It's tough when you come out that slowly offensively, but it really wasn't the offense that got Xyra EHK going. It was the defense and the opportunities they created to give themselves that chance to really run it out.
Yeah, they really amped up that full court pressure there to begin the second half, and Lady Vikes really didn't have an answer for trying to break it and do it effectively. So they turned the ball over. I believe it was almost like four straight possessions where they turned it over and gave easy baskets to the Spartans on the other end. And their defense created their offense there for a while until the Lady Vikes finally settled down and were able to break it a little bit. But still, just not a lot of luck getting good shots there in the second half, and the Spartans took advantage when they had the opportunity.
9 of the 10 players on the score sheet tonight for Xyra EHK put points on the board here this evening. as we run down the score sheet for you here as we finish things up tonight. A couple of players in double figures tonight for the Spartans. Maddie Peppers led the way. She led all scores tonight with 16 points here in the ball game. 9 of those in the first half, helping her team to that 6-point halftime lead before they exploded in that second half play. 13 tonight also for Taylor Peterson, with the majority of hers, 9 coming in the second half for her. Also 10 points for in double digits tonight, Rachel Smith, the freshman's first varsity action in her career. 10 points tonight for her. Rest of the score sheet for Xyra EHK goes like this. Cassidy Beeson finished with 4 points tonight, 3 points each for Whitney Kilworth, Chancey Nelson, and Morgan Hegrick this evening. Also a couple for Claire Paulson and 1 for Kennedy Madsen from the free throw line. On the other side for AHST, 8 points for Casey Peters tonight to lead them in scoring, all of those coming in the first half. 4 points for Courtney Cardell, 3 each tonight for Cassie Crummel and Caitlin Kai, and also a couple of points each this evening for Danica Groby and Marissa Kai here this evening. It's a good thing neither one of these teams are paid on commission by their free throw shooting, because they'd both be very poor. They both struggled from the free throw line tonight. Just 2 of 10 for AHST this evening. They didn't get there very often. Xyra EHK made a few more, but they shot quite a few more too. They were 11 of 24 here from the free throw line tonight. So neither one of these teams shooting very well stationary here this evening in the contest. So something for both these clubs to work on a little bit here as the season moves along. So with the win, of course, Xyra EHK improves to 1-0 on the season, and AHST 0-1 to start off the new year. So a little bit of work for both of these ball clubs. A little rust, some good things at times, but a little rust here in the ball game by both these clubs, as you would expect early.
Yeah, they both, you know, did good things at times and both really struggled at times. And, you know, for the Spartans, I think they show a lot of promise. They got a lot of talent they're trying to infuse together that hasn't necessarily played together a lot. And I was kind of impressed by Rachel Smith, the freshman running the point. She's got a lot of potential, I think, to be a good player for them. And, you know, of course, for the Lady Vikes, they're just going to need to, you know, settle down and be able to make some more shots. They got their opportunities, just didn't make many shots here tonight. So both teams, they got some promise to be get a little better as the season goes along.
55-22, again, the final here tonight. Xyra EHK, the winner, on the road tonight over AHST. Our next high school basketball here on KJAN comes your way tomorrow night here on the station where your friends are, as we'll be traveling all the way to the Atlantic High School Gymnasium. Wow, long road trip tomorrow night. You going to join me for that one, or are you taking the night off?
Yeah, I'll join you for that.
You sure?
I think I can make it up there.
Oh, no. I have to eat early, so make that long trip. We'll be at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium tomorrow night as the Atlantic girls tip off the new season, as they'll play host to Abraham Lincoln from Council Bluffs in non-conference play tomorrow night. Game time 7:30, tip time 7:30. We're on the air just a little before that to get you ready for the broadcast tomorrow night. That's Atlantic versus Abe Lincoln from the Atlantic High School Gymnasium tomorrow night here on KJAN and on KJAN.com. That'll do it for us tonight. Again, your final 55-22. Xyra EHK, a winner over AHST. For Chris Parks, I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us this evening, and good night from Avoca.